Okay, so I made this very short, or I'm gonna make this very short video demonstrating how to do transactions in PHP. But just a little bit about the setup. So in the database, I created a table called BookTest, and the fields are title, author, and description. And the title and the author are jointly the primary key. So transactions. Remember, transactions have a number of properties, and one of the most important property is the atomicity, meaning that a transaction is considered as an atomic unit, a unit that either we completely run through the transaction or we don't do it at all. We never do half transactions. And for the most use of that is when we update complex objects. Say an object is stored or has information stored in several tables. We would like to modify the object or insert the object, which means that we then need to change the content in many tables or several tables. And with transactions, we avoid that the object is just partly updated or inserted or deleted. Now, we could also use it for bulk functions, bulk uploads. And this is the demo I have, is for uploading a bulk of objects. So what I've done is a very small case. So this is what I call the demo controller. It basically tries to update the database by inserting 9 new books. So here we have book 1 to book 9. And we would like to make sure that these books are either entirely inserted or not at all. And what I've done in the code here is in the demo, just a demo how we would like it to behave. So we get this book list here, and we start by connecting to the database and trying to run a statement where we insert the books that we get one by one. By first setting up the statement, and then we run through the book records, and one by one we're going to bind the title, the author, the description, and we're going to insert it into the database or execute a statement. Just to show why we need the transactions, I've had inserted a random exception here. So at a random point there is a new exception, and which means that somehow the database crashing, either it's really crashing or there is something happening in the database that makes our transaction fail. So if I run this, let's see, no, not here. Just clean the screen first. If I run this now, it should fail. If you look here at the text, I have, for my own sake, knowing what the problem should be, but as we talked about in the SQL or the security lecture, we don't want to provide that kind of information, maybe, but here it's just convenient for me to know what would happen. If I look at the database, what happened here in the database is now we see that 3 of the books were inserted. Not all 10, 3 of them. But we will know how many were actually inserted, and if you would like to do this again, we will need to clean this up, because the 3 first ones are already there, and we can't reinsert existing books, because they would violate the primary key requirement. So if you just delete all of this and see how it should be, then what we can do here is to protect this in transaction. So we say this DB start transaction. Sorry, it's begin transaction. Begin transaction, and a transaction will then run till the end, and we need to remember to tell the database that now we are done. And this we do by saying this db commit, and then we tell the database, okay, if you get to this point, everything is fine, and then we are happy with the content. Semicolon. So now if we try this again, we see that it fails. If we go to the database, go to the database and look at the structure, nothing was inserted in the database because it's now protected by the transaction. And of course, if we had no errors at all, just comment this one out. Run it, it should run successfully. So 9 books were successfully added to the collection. And if we do the browse, we can see that they indeed are inserted properly. So it's quite easy to use transactions. We just remember to begin a transaction, and every update in the database that we do after that until we commit will be considered as part of that transaction. When we commit, the database is updated permanently. If something happens in between, the database is what's called rolled back, which means that all the changes that were done by this transaction are being undone, and the database is as it state that it was before it was we started the transaction and started to update it all. So I hope this was easy to understand. Again, we just need to begin a transaction before updating the database, and then at the end we just commit it, saying that we are happy with the changes. Anything that happens in the middle here would mean that our transaction fails, yes, but there are no inconsistent updates to the database. So that was it. Thank you. And then Dipti will talk more about transactions in the in concurrency, so when multiple users trying to update it at the same time. Good luck with transactions.